John chapter 10. Thank you again for your thoughtfulness and consideration and your wonderful gift. Good thing about Bass Pro is my wife doesn't like to shop there. So I get to shop. Use the gift card. Thank you very much. Your part is the first five words of John 10 and 11. And then it will appear again, and you will read those five words again, okay? That's your job. All right, you ready? John 10, 11. First five words, I am the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, but he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. And know my sheep, and am known of mine. Are you thankful that you know the shepherd? Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated. I am is a phrase that appears many times in the scripture. And perhaps the most noteworthy is that when Moses asked for a name at the burning bush, the manifestation of God in such a powerful way, in such a real way, sensational. Our God's sensational. He can be very sensational. But he can also be very plain, if I can say it that way. Can also be very down to earth, if you understand what I'm saying. It just so real and so common almost. Because we need to be sensitive to what he desires to do in our lives and how he can manifest his power. But when Moses asked for the name at the burning bush, the reply was, I am that I am. Now we might wonder in our Western world, what kind of name is that? How does that phrase describe the one who is speaking from the bush that's on fire but yet not being consumed? I am that I am. What the Lord was saying is he is the self-existent one. He relies upon no one. He depends on no one for his existence. He is eternal. And that's the one that we can rely upon. I am hath sent me unto you was the message that Moses was to carry to the people of Israel. And we don't have time to go into the circumstances that were so drastic and so far removed from the possibilities that he had to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt. But with the strength of that name, I am, that understanding, that awareness, that knowledge, he would step forth into the miraculous and see the hand of God displayed in numerous ways over 40 years. And the power of God would never be diminished. The I ams that the Lord used in the Gospels are, again, very noteworthy because of the variety of circumstances, the expanse of life that he covers, and he's trying to declare to you and I am all that you need. I can supply every need. I can minister to every situation. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, thank God that we know the Lord can minister to all of our needs. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Oh, hallelujah. I'm thankful I know my God to be so powerful and so able to minister to whatever need I may experience, whatever I may come up against. And in particular, John chapter 10, he declares, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the Son of God. And I particularly like how he says, I am come that they might have life, and that more abundantly. Praise God. And then he further identifies himself with the power that Moses beheld in the burning bush, the one who spoke to him out of eternity. He further declares his identity by declaring, I and my Father are one. Praise God. Not just one in purpose, not just one in unity, but one in identity. Thank God that we know who Jesus is and the power that he can display. Now, the works of the shepherd. The shepherd is a familiar figure in Israel. The people understood the relationship between sheep and the shepherd. They saw it just about every day. They recognized the life of the shepherd and how it may have seemed lowly to some. It may have seemed like almost a mundane job, but how important that shepherd was, not only in commerce, not only in food on the table for the family, but their spiritual life as well. Because every Passover, a lamb had to be slain for each family. That Passover lamb being so special, no spot, no blemish. Where did those lambs come from for those who were dwelling in metropolitan areas like Jerusalem? It came from shepherds who were doing their job and working so hard. David's famous psalm, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Thank God that the power of the Lord is there to minister when the shepherd is in place in our lives and supplying all of our needs and providing in every area for us so that there is no need for want. There is no need for anything that would be vacant in our lives. He leadeth me beside still waters. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. His rod and his staff bring us comfort. We might wonder, how would that be comfortable? How would that be something that we could understand that there would be assurance and comfort? Oh, I'm thankful that the Lord is able to do a work through all that he provides for us and the blessings that he would bring. Amen. It's significant that it was shepherds who heard the angel choir at the birth of Jesus, and they were some of the first to see the Savior. The Bible says they were keeping their sheep at night in the fields. Did not bring them into a corral. They did not provide them with a barn. They didn't just finish up and make sure they had hay and water and then go into their home and enjoy a good meal and a good night's sleep. No, they were fulfilling their tasks. They were doing their job. It's to their credit that the sheep were not startled by the bright light and the loud singing. No, those shepherds knew their place. They knew their sheep. They knew their lambs. And they, the shepherds, beheld the Lamb of God 30 years before John would introduce him as, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Oh, I'm thankful that there are true shepherds and good shepherds. The Lord gave a contrast of shepherds and hireling. A hireling has no investment, no attachment. He will flee at the first sign of danger, a wolf or whatever the threat may be. He does not care for the sheep. He only cares for himself. In contrast, the good shepherd knows his sheep, and the sheep know his voice in turn. He calls the sheep by name. Oh, I'm thankful that there is that kind of awareness. There is that kind of knowledge that the good shepherd has of you and I. And he provides his protection and blessing and calls you by name. As you call upon his name, as you exalt the name above every name, be assured he knows your name today and is able to minister to your needs and help you in your situations and deal with all that you face. Thank God. He goes before his sheep, and they follow him. I'm thankful he doesn't just send them on and try to keep them in a flock and keep them in a herd as he is shouting orders from behind. No, he's out in front. He's leading, and we follow him. Amen. It's important that the sheep recognize the shepherd. There's no natural defense against threats that the sheep have. No fangs, no claws. They don't have a vicious nature. They're not able to defend themselves, and their only hope is the shepherd. It's significant today that there are teams upon the field that are called lions and rams and wolves and bears and gators, even cardinals and ducks, all of those kinds of mascots, but there's no sheep, there's no lambs. Ba, 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 go lambs, go. There's nothing like that that goes on. They're all looking for something fierce, something a little bit with fight in them. And the lamb's defense is the shepherd. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. The guidance and the protection that he gives. We mentioned the rod and the staff. I'm thankful the shepherd can beat a snake down and crush a scorpion. With the crook on his staff, he can hook a wayward sheep and bring him back. I think about David's example. Even as he would write the Psalm 23, he would show up when Goliath was giving his challenge to the army, and he'd be so incensed that there would be this one who could defy the armies of God and God himself. And when he spoke up and was willing to go forth in the battle, his older brother scoffed and tried to belittle him and put him down with the statement, "With whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness?" That's the only responsibility you have. That's the only oversight you exercise. You just have a few sheep in the wilderness. And here you are over here trying to see what we're doing and hearing the challenge of the giant, and no one able to go forth and meet that challenge. But David told three times of the lion and the bear which he killed. Three times he makes mention of the lion and the bear that were his trophies. Not because he was trophy hunting. Not because he had a desire to have those skins hanging upon his wall, but because he was protecting the sheep. Amen. The lion took a lamb, and David followed it and smote the lion and got the lamb back. What kind of bravery? What kind of fearlessness? What kind of commitment? Not a hireling, a good shepherd. Amen. Not running and counting the loss and saying, "Oh my, we have trouble with weather, we have trouble with raging waters, and we have trouble with wild animals. All of them take their toll upon the flock, and I just lost another one. That's too bad. It's going to impact our bottom line." No, he didn't do that. He followed the tracks of that lion. He went right after him and smote that lion and got the lamb basically out of his jaws and brought him back. And when the lion came after him, he smote him again and killed him. Oh, thank God for a good shepherd. Thank God for one who is able to step in and let us know that he is going to be there. Because your adversary, the devil, goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And I'm thankful I can run to my shepherd. I'm thankful I can put my trust in him. I'm thankful I can call upon that name above every name that the devil trembles at. Amen. And know the Lord will be there to bring his power and his blessing. He calls his sheep by name. I've got to be listening. I've got to be tuned in. So many other things that are distractions, so many other things that are trying to get my attention, so many other voices, so many other devices and electronics and all of these things that are going to occupy my time. I need to be tuned in to his voice. I need to hear him calling my name. Praise God. I am not forgotten. He knows my name. Thank God for the power of the Lord to bring about those results. We sing about blessed assurance. Oh, I'm thankful that we know that the good shepherd. Amen. I'm thankful that we know the one who is able to minister by his power and his blessing. Jesus talked about those who came before him who were thieves and robbers, and the sheep did not hear them. Oh, that the Lord would help us to be discerning, that the Lord would help us to understand there are things we are to avoid, there are things that we are to choose, there are things we are to reach out for, and there are things that we are to cast off. Oh, yes, I don't want the thieves and the robbers to damage my walk with God. I don't want them to take away from me what the Lord has given. Amen. Jesus said, the sheep did not hear them. Oh, yes, the thieves and the robbers will come to tempt you away, and they'll desire to hurt you and bring harm to you. But I can call upon the good shepherd. I can run to him for safety. I can look to him for protection. I can call upon for help. Oh, good shepherd, those thieves and robbers are after me. Those temptations are trying to bring me down. The devil is trying to make me fall and falter. Be my protection. Be my help. Lead me in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Fill my cup to overflowing. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Oh, yes, Lord, be my good shepherd. Amen. He puts forth his own sheep. Praise God. When there's an opportunity for you to testify, when there's someone who is complaining about difficulties and you've had that difficulty, you've been healed from that, you've been delivered from that, the Lord has changed your circumstances. And here is someone that you can speak to. The Lord's putting you forth. Amen. He's gone before you. He's made the way. He's opened the heart and the mind. And now he wants you to go forth. Praise God. I'm thankful that Brother French trusted the one who sent him to Alaska. He had no money. He had no contacts. He had no support. But the Lord who said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, is who the one he put his trust in. And that good shepherd was there with him in Sitka. The good shepherd was there as he plied the waters of Chatham Straits and Icy Straits and Lynn Canal. Thank God that the Lord was there to minister to that farmer as he is on the boat. How in the world was he able to make that adjustment? Because the good shepherd was there going before him, and he put him forth. Hallelujah. And the hand of God was displayed in a wonderful way. He leads the way. You can be assured of his presence, because the shepherd's good at giving. He gives deliverance and healing. That Syrophoenician woman who desired deliverance for her daughter from the demons who tormented her came to the Lord and cried out for his help. And the Lord didn't even answer. Kept right on walking. The disciples answered, send her away. We don't want to even trouble with her. We don't want to even bother with what she has to say. But she kept asking. And the Lord said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The shepherd's voice. But she worshiped him. Praise God. Even in the face of denial. Even in almost seemingly a no, she worshiped him. And then the Lord said, it's not meet to take the children's bread. Or it's not good to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. Insult to injury. If she were to take it that way. But no, she said, the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank God. She believed in the power of the Lord, and Jesus commended her faith. O woman, great is thy faith. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Oh, that there would be something within us that keeps running to our good shepherd, that doesn't allow us to become lost in the way, but we keep him in sight. Amen. And when there's a threat, when there's a difficulty, when there's danger, then we can run immediately to him and know he'll be there to provide for us. He came to seek and to save the lost. The parables in Luke 15 where three things were lost. The first one was a sheep. And when he was found, the owner said, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." Oh, thank God there was rejoicing in heaven when you repented. There was rejoicing in heaven when I repented. Praise God. I'm thankful that the angels rejoice whenever a sinner repents. Oh, that there could constantly be a party in heaven when you and I are reaching out to people and helping them to understand there's a God who loves you. There's his goodness that reaches out to you. He desires for you to come to him in repentance with a changed mind, a changed heart, a changed life, and look at the changes that he'll bring to you. Amen. The Bartletts sang about it, and thank God we're able to understand the power of God to bring those kinds of changes like nothing else can do. No other philosophy, no other program, no other rehab could get the job done, but his power can bring about the change. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That's not just figurative. In the sense of time and effort, the shepherd was out there so long, spent his whole life, gave his life for the sheep, and now he comes back into the city because he's too old and too crippled with arthritis or whatever the ailment may be. He's not able to follow the sheep any longer or lead the sheep any longer, and so he comes home. No, it's not just a figurative sense. It was literal. He gave his life for the sheep. He said, "I lay down my life for the sheep. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself." That verses 15 and 18 of chapter 10. What an incredible, incredible truth that we recognize. They didn't understand it at that moment. They didn't grasp what he was saying. Perhaps they were thinking of that figurative sense again. But no, Jesus was speaking very literally of what he was going to do. And thank God he paid the price. Thank God he made the way. Because there would be no other way that verse 28 would become fulfilled then. No other way that it could be spoken. No other way it could have happened. When he says, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Praise God. He knows how to give good gifts. Every good gift, every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. Amen. No shadow of turning. I'm thankful he's always there. He's always able to provide. He's always going to give the blessing of the Lord. Thank God we can put our trust in them. Amen. I give unto them eternal life. Eternal life is the gift of God. The wages of sin is death. Almost a no-brainer to say, "I'm going to choose the gift." Why work for the wages? Especially the wages that are going to be death, when the gift is eternal life. And he gives that to me. But there are so many who don't know it. So many who don't know. Oh, God would help us to introduce them, to show them to the Good Shepherd. Praise God. John, who wrote the chapter that we read today, also would write in Revelation the Lamb's Book of Life. Names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He saw his name written on the foundation. Praise God. I want my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I hope you do too. Praise God. Oh, yes, I don't want to miss it. Don't want to lose out. Make sure your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's so simple. That repentance, the baptism in the name of Jesus, so that you have that name above every name applied to your life as you obey what the Word of God says. And then you receive the infilling of His Spirit. So simple. Thank God. And then we follow on in obedience to His Word, walking with Him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. John also wrote Revelation 21:23, "The city has no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof." Praise God. He's both the shepherd and the Lamb. Amazing. He's everything. Everything that you need. Everything that you could possibly desire. Let's stand today. God bless you richly. Thank God for the light that he gives. Thank God that we can call upon him and continue to walk with him, walking in that light that he gives now, so that we can live in that light that he will provide forever. Praise God. The Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. Praise God. Let's worship him here for a moment right now. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Oh, my Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. I'd like for us to commit again to him being identified as my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I'd like for us to commit ourselves to following the shepherd, all that he would provide, all that he would do, all that he would minister, all that he would give, all that he would bless. Commit ourselves again. I'm going to follow you, Lord. And when you open the opportunity for me to speak, for me to testify, for me to witness, for me to teach, help me to understand you've already been there, Lord. You've already opened the door. You go before your sheep. Your sheep hear your voice and follow you. Praise God. Confidence. Assurance. He's there ahead of you. Glory to God. Glory to God. With that commitment, let's step forward here for